And the U.S. government has sent one man to China to fight counterfeiting and piracy there. He is Mark Cohen, America's first ever diplomatic attaché specializing in intellectual property. We reached him in Beijing, and Mark Cohen told us China cannot become the economic superpower it aims to be without safeguards for intellectual property rights.
China has become the manufacturer of the world in many respects. It has yet to become the innovator of the world. In fact, in some cases, there's a growing disparity between the two. You have huge economic growth, but it hasn't resulted in patent filings overseas, for example, or many famous Chinese brands in overseas markets. So I think the government realizes this is a kind of a problem. One way to address that is by improving intellectual property protection. I think we have some problems sometimes with the way that is being done, but to the extent that we can talk about it, I think increasingly we can, particularly on a national level.
What about the Chinese government? It hasn't seemed to have had an interest, certainly up until recently, in really stopping this. Are authorities cooperating with you, but overwhelmed, perhaps?
It's a very dynamic and complicated situation. Many people assume that since the problem is so rampant, there are no enforcement mechanisms or no laws or no resources committed to it. One Chinese official, the Minister of Commerce, one time he gave an estimate of about 500,000 people involved in intellectual property enforcement in China. And the people say, what are they doing? How can there be such a huge problem? Well, it's really probably a problem of misallocated resources rather than of lack of resources entirely. I think some of it is a problem in ethics and the way people do business. And some of it is tied up in the legal system. It's not working. I mean, people look at the way people drive in Beijing, look at the problems with corruption. Can we expect intellectual property to be so different from some of the other legal challenges that China faces?
We do think of counterfeiting and piracy in China as a problem for the West, mostly. But I gather, in fact, it's quite a problem for Chinese businesses.
Yes, it is, particularly in those businesses that are the most vulnerable. I think it's very difficult for a Chinese movie producer or singer today in China. Chinese musicians in particular make the money primarily from performances, not from selling CDs. Software developers live in many respects in what you might call a one-copy country. You create one version of the software and the next thing you know it's pirated and all over the place. And it's very difficult for, I think, scientists and engineers who are trying to develop new products to work in this environment where their patents and their innovation may not be so respected, and there's so much interest in ripping off others that products can have an extremely short shelf life before they're going to be knocked off. It's very, very challenging.
How does this problem affect the average American consumer? Clearly, companies are really concerned. But what about you and me?
In America, it affects people in lots of different ways. Counterfeit cigarettes, for example, can result in a very large loss in taxes, as well as perhaps less safe cigarettes. Workers probably lose some employment, some jobs. Certainly industries lose income, which affects their ability to employ people or invest in R&D. And you certainly hear stories about lost technology because a product you were planning on unveiling at a trade show, somehow someone reverse engineered or trade secrets have been stolen. In addition to the way it affects you, it affects Chinese people quite severely, and it affects people in the developing world and in other countries very severely.
President Bush is visiting Beijing next week. Do you expect the issue of intellectual property to come up in that visit?
Well, it came up in a meeting in New York in September between the president and President Hu, and it was raised by the Chinese side, I think, somewhat preemptively, that this is an issue they're aware of and that America is concerned about. Intellectual property has gotten higher and higher up on the ladder of bilateral trade concerns, so I would not at all be surprised if it was raised by the president.
Mark Cohen represents the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office in Beijing, specializing in intellectual property. And tomorrow we conclude with a conversation about fitting China into the global economy. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.